Inflation is a word you're hearing a lot about these days. It seems like the price of everything is sky high, except at Freedom Ag and Energy in Gassaway and Buckhannon. If you are in the market for outdoor equipment, then the one-day sale on Saturday, May 6th is the place to be. Save on all Echo grass trimmers, chainsaws, and leaf blowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Semaglutide, definitely a game changer, and it's not always in the pounds you lose. I am losing pounds, losing weight. But you also notice it in the way things fit as well. And that's always good when things are fitting better.
Anytime that clothes are fitting better is a win.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Put a sock in it.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you heard somebody say, put a sock? Hey, put a sock in it, pal.
That one's still in relatively good use, I would think.
Shut your pie hole is a good one. I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
The phrase came into use within perhaps 10 to 12 years of 1877 because Thomas Edison began his experiment with the idea of making a recording of a person's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And his notion was actually to record telephone calls so a message could be relayed more efficiently without writing it down. In the process, he invented the forerunner of the phonograph. The early phonograph, which was produced around 1886, was called the graphophone. And it had a major drawback. It had no volume control.
Oh, boy.
In other words, it was loud, and the only way to make it sound softer was by stuffing something into the horn to quiet the sound that came from the device. And thus, a great way to quiet the sound of the graphophone was literally to put a sock in it.
I see.
And that's where that one comes from.